Roger by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. stock market is leading a global sell-off, underscoring the shock from new sweeping tariffs out of the world's biggest economy. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average sank more than 1,600 points, or nearly 4%. The NASDAQ slid more than 1,000 points, down nearly 6%. The S&P was down 4.8%. NPR's Scott Horsley with more on the fallout.
The tariffs that President Trump announced late Wednesday are both higher and broader than investors had expected. Starting this weekend, the U.S. will charge a minimum 10% tariff on nearly everything that's imported. Products from many countries will face even higher import taxes beginning next week. Economists say those tariffs will push prices higher and slow down economic growth.
The Trump administration maintains the tariffs will help level the playing field and put American manufacturing on a stronger footing. African countries are reeling, though. Kate Bartley reports the highest tariffs will hit the tiny nation of Lesotho.
Last month, Trump joked no one knew where Lesotho was. This week, he levied 50% tariffs on the tiny mountain kingdom that is one of the poorest nations in the world. Lesotho has a large trade surplus with the U.S., to which it exports mainly textiles and diamonds. South Africa was also hit by some of the highest tariffs at 31%, which Pretoria labeled punitive. African island nations Madagascar and Mauritius were hit with 47 and 40% tariffs, respectively. For NPR News, I'm Kate Bartlett in Johannesburg.
The Pentagon watchdog says it is reviewing Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's use of the Signal Message app. Security concerns surfaced after a journalist was inadvertently included in a high-level group chat about military strike plans in Yemen in mid-March. Note, NPR CEO Catherine Marr chairs the board of the Signal Foundation, which supports the app. A wave of destructive tornadoes and torrential rainfall across much of the Midwest and South claimed at least six lives, and it isn't over yet. WUKY's Karen Czar with more.
Governor Andy Beshear believes the main tornado threats have passed Kentucky, but with rain forecast for much of the state for several more days, he says there are still threats of flash and riverbank flooding.
When you looked at just the inches of rain that are still expected on top of what we've gotten by the end of the weekend, that is really concerning.
The National Weather Service has issued flood warnings and watches for the majority of Kentucky until Sunday. Beshear has declared a state of emergency, deployed the Kentucky National Guard, and activated the state's Emergency Operations Center. For NPR News, I'm Karen Czar in Frankfort.
This is NPR News. The U.S. Department of Education is warning schools to get rid of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. If not, the agency says it'll cut Title I funding, which targets schools that have a high concentration of students from low-income households. President Trump ordered a government-wide elimination of DEI that he says prioritizes race over individual merit. The United Nations Secretary General says he is sending top officials to Myanmar not just to help the country recover from last week's massive earthquake, but also to try to restore democracy and end a conflict that has ravaged the country. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres says Myanmar was already suffering from political, human rights, and humanitarian crises before an earthquake, in his words, supercharged the suffering. He says he welcomes the announcement by Myanmar's military rulers of a temporary ceasefire in a civil war.
This is essential to help aid flow and let rescuers do their jobs. But an end of fighting must quickly lead to a beginning of a serious political dialogue and the release of political prisoners.
He's sending the UN's Emergency Relief Coordinator, Tom Fletcher, and his Special Envoy, Julie Bishop, to Myanmar to work on that. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Meanwhile, Myanmar's ruling military says at last Friday's 7.7 magnitude earthquake has claimed more than 3,000 lives. U.S. stocks have ended the day lower, the Dow closing down more than 1,600 points. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Sony Pictures Classics, presenting The Penguin Lessons, a new comedy starring Steve Coogan as a teacher whose life is upended after he rescues a penguin from an oil-slicked beach. Now playing in theaters.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sidkenap to Castle Cape, gale warning tonight. Today, east winds 15 knots, increasing to 25 in the afternoon. Seas 3 feet, building to 7 in the afternoon. Tonight, east winds 35 knots, seas 12 feet with rain. And Friday, east winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through Friday. Today, northeast winds 20 knots, increasing to 30 in the afternoon, seas 6 feet. Tonight, northeast winds 30 knots, seas 12 feet with rain. And Friday, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 10 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Friday. Today, northeast winds 15 knots, becoming north 25 in the afternoon, seas 5 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, north winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet with rain and snow. And Friday, north winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet with rain and snow. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory tonight and Friday. Today, variable winds 10 knots, becoming northeast 20 in the afternoon, seas 4 feet. Tonight, northeast winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. And Friday, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning through tonight. Today, north winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, north winds 35 knots, seas 6 feet with rain and snow. And Friday, north winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet with rain and snow. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, a slight chance of rain and snow in the morning, then snow and a chance of rain in the afternoon. Snow accumulation can be up to 7 inches. Highs in the lower 40s. Northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 35 in the afternoon. Tonight, rain and snow. Areas of blowing snow. Visibility 1/4 mile or less at times. Snow accumulation can be up to 11 inches. Lows in the 30s. North winds 15 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to 50. And Friday, rain and snow in the morning, then rain in the afternoon. Snow accumulation can be up to 3 inches. Highs in the upper 30s to mid 40s. Northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 35. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 5:57 a.m. at 7 feet 8 inches. A low at 1:28 p.m., a minus tide of 1 foot, and a high tonight at 8:24 at 4 feet 9 inches. Your sun rose at 8:06 this morning, and your sun will set at 9:24, giving us 13 hours and 18 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Yeah, in the late 80s, a new genre of music, as it were, came out of Seattle. A lot of the bands played in the Ballard Firehouse. It's great fun back in those days, as a matter of fact. So we'll start out with Nirvana. And they were from the coast, not from Seattle itself, but they're part of the grunge scene. We'll hear Lithium and Smells Like Teen Spirit.
I'm so happy, 'cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Book on ears, Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God. Yeah! I'm too blame for all I've heard, and I'm not sure. I'm so excited, I can't wait to meet you there. And I don't care, I'm so horny, that's okay, my will is good.
I'm not gonna crack. I miss.
that was it for that set. Coming up now, I have Temple of the Dog with All Night Thing, and then Call Me a Dog. We'll do one more, and that's Hunger Strike.
Some motion to me that you wanted to leave. Go somewhere warm where we'd be alone. Oh, I do not know what's going on.
Can't see. song.
Our next two up to bat, we have Mother Lumbone with Cloy Dancer, Crown of Thorns, and then Mud Honey with Sweet Young Thing Ain't Sweet No More.
Yeah.
Boy, that was out there. Soundgarden's next to Live to Rise. And then, in my estimation, the best grunge band, probably because it's my favorite, Pearl Jam's going to follow that up. We'll start with Better Man. Here's Soundgarden.
Watching the clock, it's 4 o'clock. It's got to stop. Tell her, take no more. She practices her speech as he opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. She lies and says she's enough.
She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Oh. Talking to herself, there's no
Jam, take us to the top of the hour. Here we have Just Breathe, and then a remake of a 60s hit. That's what gave me the idea to play grunge. Oh yeah, play grunge. Last Kiss with Pearl Jam. Oh yeah, that's an old 60s song, and Eddie Vedder does it real well. He's the singer for Pearl Jam. Here's Just Breathe.
Yes, I understand that every life must end, uh-huh. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go, uh-huh. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one, yeah, others they got none, huh, huh. Stay with me, oh, let's just breathe. Practice on my sins, never gonna let me win. Oh, oh. Under everything, just another human being. Oh, oh. Yeah, I don't wanna hurt.
there's so much in this world to make me bleed. Stay with me, you're all I see. Did I say that I need you? Did I say that I want you? Or if I didn't, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me. As I come clean, I wonder every day as I look upon your face, oh, oh. Everything you gave and nothing you would take, oh, oh. Nothing you would take, everything you give. Did I say that I need you? Oh, did I say that I want you? Oh, if I didn't, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me. And I come cleaner. Nothing you would take, everything you gave. Hold me till I die, meet you on the other side.